Bodek Sar Shivatil. The fellow who does Bedika, he also has to do Bittul.
My timer. What's the reason? Ine Mishum Purim Halacha Shivi. It's not considered Choshev. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Gzereshim Yimtza Gluska Yafa V'dayte Lave. According to Rashi, what that means is that he's going to find a piece of chametz, and he's going to decide that he likes it, he wants to hold on to it. According to Tosfos, it means that it's an object that's not pirurim, and therefore he wants it. We know he would want it, and therefore he's going to be over. We left off with a few tzarachiyuns in Rashi. Rashi, in Dibra Masla, Bodek Tzar Sheivato, Rashi says, HaBodek Tzar Sheivato Belibo, he needs to do bittel in his heart. Samech LeBedika Miyad. Close to Bedika, immediately. Va'oimer Kol Chamiyot Di'ika Bebeisa Adin Livatel. And he says, all the chametz that's in this house should become batel. So Rashi has a few difficulties. Number one, the first difficulty that we have in Rashi, thank you. The first difficulty that we have in Rashi is the following. Number one is that Rashi seems to say two things. Rashi says that he does it in his heart. And then Rashi says, Va'omer, and he says, Kol Chamira. So we pointed out that Rashi on Daf Dalet on the base already said that the bittel has to be done belayv. Rashi says the Dibra Maskel Bebitel Ba'alma Dechsiv Tashbisu V'loksiv Tevaru V'Hashbasa Delevu. Rashi says that the Hashbasa is being done in his heart. So what's Rashi doing over here on Vavam and Beis when Rashi says Belibo Ve'omer? L'chura, you don't need to say Ve'omer if at the end of the day Hashbasa is being done in his heart. And we developed last week the significance of what Rashi says when he says in his heart. Why Rashi is so different than the Shita of Tosos, and we discussed that in detail. But either way, we still didn't answer, why does Rashi say both in Dibra Maskla Bodek Tzar Sheivatel? We were also bothered, this Gabi asked, well, the Rashi goes out of his way to say, Belibo Samuch Lebedika Miyad. It's a very, very strange way of describing it. HaBodek Tzar Sheivatel Belibo Samuch Lebedika Miyad. He has to do it close to Bedika immediately. In other words, immediately afterwards. So the question is, what's Rashi emphasizing? Why the double lashon of Samuch and Miyad? Let's keep those questions in abeyance for a couple of minutes, and let's just continue on in the Shaklavatari of the Gemara. The Gemara, seven lines from the bottom, says, V'chitema. And if he's going to find it, let him be mevatle. Dilma, he'll find it after the time of Isur. And it's not going to be in his rishus. And then he won't be able to be mevatle. And there are two things that are not in the rishus of a person. And the Torah puts in his rishus. Ve'eluhein, and these are the two things. Bar b'shus harav v'chametz mishay sholosu l'mala. And we elaborated on that as well last week. Frek de'helig ha'gemara, v'nivatle ba'arbe, v'nivatle b'chamesh. Let him be mevatel the chametz in the fourth hour, and let him be mevatel the chametz in the fifth hour. Why did the Gemara particularly choose the fourth hour and the fifth hour? Can anybody suggest why the Gemara chose those particular things? Yes, Yosef? What's that?
Before the Isser. It was before the Isser.
It was before the Zman Isser. In other words, the Gemara previously spoke about that we do Bedika at night. So the Gemara is now questioning doing it at the latest possible time. What is the latest possible time? We do it at the time of Bedika. Why? You should do it at a later time. So the Gemara asks, at the end of the day, why don't we have him do it either on the fourth hour or the fifth hour? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Tzlach points out beautifully. Take a look at the Tzlach, that there's a beautiful hemshich of our Gemara. And this will answer, will connect the opening parts of last week with the opening parts of this week. Let's take a look at the Tzlach B'Bar Maschlam Review Damarav. Says the Tzlach beautifully. Rav Yehuda Merav didn't simply say that you gotta do bittul. That's not what he said. Rav Yehuda Merav said, let me strengthen the question. What are we being mechadesh? What's Rav Yehuda Merav coming to teach? Rav Yehuda Merav is coming to teach that bittul is necessary. You need to do bittul. That's what he's coming to teach. You need to do bittul. So why do you need to say habodek tzarech sheyivatel? What does it have to do with habodek? Why did we say habodek tzarech sheyivatel? The halacha that Rav Yehuda Merav is coming to tell us is that you always need to do bittul. Why the emphasis habodek tzarech sheyivatel? The answer is that the Gemara is talking about, Rav Yehuda Merav is talking about a particular time. He's not only telling us the halacha, he's telling us two things. Number one is that you always have to do bittul, whether you did bedikah or not. And number two, Rav Yehuda Merav is also telling us something else. And that is that the bittul itself is done immediately after the bedikah. Take a look at the tzlach. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, abodet sar shivatel. That's on page Yud Zayin in the standard edition in the Tzlach. Hadamra bodek v'haloyel alomar el tzarech sheyivatel. All you have to say is that you need to do bittul. V'abedika kvar niskura b'mishnah. We don't need, Rav Yehuda Merav didn't need to teach us that you need to do bedika. That requirement we already learned in the Mishnah. Arli Yudal Botkin. V'nira, it appears, the Kamashmalam Bezeh is coming to teach us Shebishas bedika tzarech levatel, that at the time of bedika you need to do bittul. Now we understand the hemshich of the Gemara from last Sunday to this Sunday. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, habodek tzarech sheyivatel. When you do bedika, you need to do bittul. Says the Gemara this morning, v'niftalei b'arba v'niftalei b'chamesh. Why do you wait for the period of time of bedika? Wait even longer. Wait for the time of the latest moment. Now, very interesting. Why did the Gemara choose arba v'chamesh? Niftalei arba v'niftalei b'chamesh. The Gemara seems to think that both would make sense. But that's a separate question. But at the end of the day, the hemshich of the Gemara is beautiful. When you do bedika, that's when you're supposed to do the bittul. In other words, Rav Yehuda Merav is telling us two things. Number one is that the bittul is supposed to be with close proximity to the bedika, A. And B is the halacha that you need to do bittul in all cases. But he's not just simply teaching us, as we thought last week, that you need to do bittul, whether you did bedika or not. No, he's telling us something more than that, and that is that at the time of bedika is the time of bittul. If that's so, we could partially answer Gabi's question. What does Rashi say? Abodet tzarech sheyivatel. Rashi doesn't simply emphasize that what bittul is. Rashi says in abodet tzarech sheyivatel belibo samuch lebedika, next to the bedika miyat. So Rashi is emphasizing and needs that exactly what the Tzlach had said. The Tzlach is really just spelling out what Rashi is saying. And that is that the chiddush of the Rav Yehuda Merav is not simply that you just have to do bittul, but rather he's also bringing out that the bittul that's done has to be done samuch lebedika. Now if that's so, if it's samuch lebedika, Rashi wants to emphasize also miyad, immediately afterwards. In other words, when? Before or after? The answer is, number one, Rav Yehuda Merav is being mechadesh, it's samuch lebedika. It's supposed to be done in association with the bedika. The Gemara later on is going to ask, why? Do it later on. That's this morning's limud. Miyad, you do it immediately afterwards. Habodek tzarech sheyivatel, b'libo samuch lebedika b'yad. The ikar of learning is really learning Gemara Rashi well. The goal of Iyun is to start to learn Gemara Rashi really and Tosos really, really well. And then, only then, we have a Masaira we build from that. But everything starts, Emetz Meretz, Titzmach, everything starts from the ground up. Some people Some people never came to our shir ever, said that what we do is we do lamdus that's in the air. They never came to shir. That's not what we do. We start doing Gemara Rashi. That's the Ikra Avodah. And then what comes from that is then once we have that clear, so then we have a Masorah of what how the halachos expand from that. Yeah, Daniel.
According to Rambam, which this all is about.
Yes.
At the fifth hour when you're tolling, why is that not a good enough support? You know you can't eat chametz now. You have to be tolling, so that should be a good enough support that I can do my bittul. That's a good enough hack.
You're asking particularly why are we choosing 4 and 5?
No, I'm saying according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Torah in the Kol Chodesh.
Why are we talking about Rabbi Yehuda?
Because it says not Rabbi Yehuda Amora.
No, this is Rabbi Yehuda Amora. That's Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. That's Rabbi Yehuda the Tana.
Still, even according to that Tana then.
So start again. So what are you asking on?
Even according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Well, which line in the Gemara are you bothered by?
At the fifth hour, should theoretically be a good enough hecker according to Rabbi Yehuda.
I didn't get the words hecker yet. I haven't been my... Well, so I'm not sure what you're asking on. You should be... Are you asking what we learned so far up until now?
Yes. At the fifth hour, it should be good to do bittul.
That's exactly what the Gemara asks. That's exactly what we're up to.
The
Gemara just asked.
The Gemara
asked. Vinitul Barbe, Vinitul Bechamesh. That's the Gemara's question. Maybe there's something else that we're going to see shortly that you're bothered by, but we haven't seen it yet. Maybe we haven't gotten to that. Tov. So now we understand the Hemshech of the Gemara. Now we understand that the Gemara asks Vinitul Barbe, Vinitul Bechamesh. The Gemara says, let him do bittul in the fourth hour, or do bittul in the fifth hour. What we haven't explained, which I'd like to hear what you have to say, is why the Gemara is not sure about the fourth and fifth hours. What is particularly the Gemara's suffix as far as that's concerned? Let's take a look at Rashi. Beniftalei ba'arba, two lines from the bottom on Vav Amud Beis. Kloma, lomo tzrachto levatel belaila. Why does he need to do bittul at night? Let the Rabbanan make the takana to do bittul prior to the Zman of Isur. So what we just saw from the Tzlach is really Rashi Mefurish. It's exactly what Rashi says. Rashi says that the Gemara is now following up after we learned Rabbi Yehuda Marav says that you have to do the bittul when do you have to do the bittul? So we say we have to do the bittul b'shas bedika. Why? We should do it b'shas arba, b'shas chamesh. I'll just say, in terms of arba v'chamesh, it most probably is connected to what Daniel Batzal was making reference to, and that is the Rabbi Yehuda's and Rabbi Meir's hours as described on Dalet Amud Beis. So that's presumably what it is. Elaborating on it more is not for us now. Now, we do have one more thing that we're stuck in Rashi, and that is that Rashi said, Belibo, every single word in Rashi now we could account for. Every single word in Rashi we now could account for. Rashi says, Habodet tzar shivata belibo samach lebedika biyad, ve'omer, and he says, Kol chamir edika bebeise hadein libatel. Oh, what about the fact that Rashi said both belev and ve'omer? So here the Tzlach has an interesting pshat. I don't know if it's the only legitimate pshat in Rashi, but if you take a look on the next page in the Tzlach, on page Yutes, the Tzlach says beautifully. In Rashi Dibra Masla Bodet Tzor Shivato, four lines into Rashi Dibra Masla Bodet Tzor Shivato, on the second column on page Yutes, he suggests the following. There is a machlokis between Tanoim on Chavches on the days whether Chametz is Asur Ba'ana. Is Chametz Asur Ba'ana or not? Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Chametz is not Asur Ba'ana. And he claims, the Tzlach claims, that that is directly related to why Rashi uses both the Libo and the Omer. What's the reason, Rabbi Osai, that Bittul Chametz works simply Belibo? Why is it that when it comes to making everything else ownerless, the halacha is that the way in which you make it ownerless is you have to make a statement, as Tosis pointed out, on Daf Dalet on the Beis. So what's the reason that we say that you don't need a statement? Is that a hint? Go ahead, Yaakov. What?
It's Asr.
Right, that's step one. Step one. It's Asr Bana, and the Torah put it in your Rishus. So step one is that's Asr Bana. Number two, the Torah put it in Rishus, and therefore all you need is some type of Gilui Halev, what his heart is thinking and feeling, and that's going to be enough according to Rashi. However, that pshat that we saw b'das Rashi from the Ramban and the Ran and Rabbeinu David and so on, that pshat is only correct if what? If it's Asr Bana. But what about according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says it's Mutar Bana? So then how are you going to get out of your Rishus? Then you need Amira. So it's a Harifus in Rashi. Says that Tzlach, if it's in Dibra Maskel, Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Abod, Tzarek, Shevatel, he suggests that's what Rashi is doing. That Rashi in the first part is belayed because that's working according to those who hold that's Asr Bana. The Omer is going according to those who hold that it is Mutar Bana. And then in such a case, you need an Amira. Is this so mukhruch? Let's see. Let's take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, and Dal. First of all, it's not mukhruch in our Rashi. You would have liked that Rashi spell out that he's Rashi does that. When Rashi is speaking out according to two Tanoim, he will say, according to the Chacham, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So it's quite a remez, according to Tzlach. Also, on Dal Amin Aleph, we had Rashi about eight lines from the bottom in the sugya of Masker and Socher. So Rashi said, "Bibitul ba'alma imesiach daite mine umashvele ka'afra ve'omar kol chamira debebeisei hadim." Now notice, there Rashi doesn't say believe. He says he's masiach das from it. And he turns it into offer. And he says kol chamira. There it's even harder to say that Rashi is talking about two different Tanaim. From there it's Masha that Rashi is talking about within one Tana. Because Rashi seems to be describing how is he Mashvilei Ka'afra? When he says Kol Chamira, that's what he's doing to be Mashvilei Ka'afra. So the Tzlach does give a pshat. At the end of the day, it would seem to me that the emes in Rashi is something else. It would seem to me that the MS in Rashi is that Rashi holds that technically believe would be enough, but Rashi wants to make it as uniform as possible. If we give it over to Dvar Mamasurim Lelev, every person is different. The Shemshev Partsufein Shonos Kach Deosein Shonos, just like there isn't an identical face, so too there isn't identical way of thinking. And if we're going to leave it up to people to think on their own, so they might end up thinking the wrong thing. So the best thing is that we give them the chiyuv of Amira. So it is belayv. Rashi is cholik betosis. Rashi emphasized belayv for a particular reason. But at the end of the day, it has to be done through Amira. Yes, Daniel Batzal.
According to Tzlach, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if it's in your Rishus on Pesach, how in the world do you be able to get out of your Rishus without a legal transaction?
That's exactly it. Then you need a legal transaction.
But we're not a legal transaction. That's not Hefker's legal transaction.
Yeah.
Because I'm Gilul Das and I don't want that to be.
No, it's not Gilul Das. He's saying Kol Chamira Dika Bebeisei Adein. He's being Mashit Viet Ka'afra. If you're asking the Ram's question of being Mashit Ka'afra is not enough to Hefker, so that Yesh Lodun.
That Yesh Lodun.
What?
Isn't it Kamatana Rabbi Yossi Shita?
In the Darm. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi in the Darm will work out with Rabbi Yossi over here. Okay, interesting. The legal interaction, when you proclaim that, it's like offer, you're making it hefker. As long as you do it verbally, then that's going to be enough. Yeah, he's making it hefker. It's making it hefker. In other words, according to Tzlach, the first part of Rashi is Rashi Shita. The second is what Tosis described, but Rashi doesn't agree with Tosis that you need to make it hefker. But if you're going according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, then you would. Yes, Yosef.
So I understand if it's Asr Bana, why is it good enough to be Mevatel on your heart?
If it's Asr Bana,
why is it good enough to be Mevatel on your heart?
So we discussed that in detail last week, in detail. I'll just say it in one sentence. Once it's Asr Bana, so then it's no longer yours anyhow. As we're going to see in today's Gemara, you can't be mekadesh a woman with it. It's not your. It's not yours. And therefore, you don't need that legal action to remove it from Yerushas, since any outside Yerushas, and just the Torah asks you, do you want it or do you not? And for that, Hashpasa Belev is going to be enough. Okay. Now we're ready to go on to today's Gemara. Rekhe Gemara Miniftali Bar, but Miniftali B'chamesh. Either do it in the fourth or fifth hour. Why do you do it at night? Says Gemara, Kivan Delavs Mani Surahu. Since these 2 hours, the fourth and the fifth, are not the time of Isser, Velavs Man Biurahu, and it's also not the time of burning, Dilma Pasha Velo Mevatale. We're afraid he's going to be negligent and not be Mevatel. Says Rashi. And let's just finish off. We're afraid, therefore, if you're going to make an arbitrary hour in Erev Pesach, which is not part of a previous halachic obligation. Remember, Bedika, we've already discussed, that Chazal wanted us to do the night before Pesach. And the halacha is, the night before Pesach, you're not allowed to do anything else except for Bedika. That's the only thing that you're allowed to do. When night sets in, you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to eat, and so on. So there, the night will not go on without you doing bedika. That's guaranteed. The fourth and fifth hour, there's no halacha that says you need to do anything, per se, at any particular time. In contrast, the bedika comes to say, Sakol Chavim, you've got to do it right then and there. You can't do anything else. Ah, so says the Gemara, when it comes to bittul that doesn't have a particular time, so then we're afraid the guy is going to forget about it, and he's going to be pasha, and he's not going to be mevatel, and it's going to be too late, because it's no longer going to be in his rishus. So we put the bittul back to the bedika. What emerges then from the Gemara is, really, the bittul should have been done at the last moment. However, we're afraid the guy is going to be poshea. What exactly is this pshia? So Rashi explains, pasha, Yishkach, he'll forget, v'yavo l'dei pshia, and he'll come to negligence, shal yidei ma yizacher, because what does he have to remind him? Aval achshav shasuk v'bedika, so yizkar, but now that he is osek in a bedika, he's going to remember to do the bittul. Gabi pointed out well that Rashi is saying something interesting over here. Rashi is calling this guy a poshea. Is this guy really a poshea? What happened? He said that he's going to... He said to himself, ah, he woke up at 6 in the morning, he said, I'll do it at 8 in the morning. And then 8, he was in the middle of Dafyomi, and he forgot. And then at 10, he was doing something else, he was helping his neighbor, and then he forgot. Turns out that, boom, now he missed the entire Bedikas Chametz. So wait a second. He missed the entire Bedikas Chametz. Is he a poshea? Is he really a poshea, Gabi asked? He's a sincere guy. He was doing Dafyomi. He was doing Chesed. Why do you call him a poshea? It would seem from Rashi that if there was a time that you remembered and you pushed it off, then you're called a poshea. The problem is that Yesh La'ayin, that there's a sugya in Gittin called Ones B'yom Achron. There's a sugya in Gittin that Beis on the sugya in Ksubis on that Beis on Beis going to Gimel Amid Aleph, which is also a sugya in Gittin in the seventh parak and the third parak, where the Gemara discusses about someone who says that I'm going to come, and then it turns out the last minute he's not able to come, and the Gemara interestingly calls him Ones B'yom Achron. That's how the Gemara describes him as Ones B'yom Achron. And the Gemara has a discussion whether Ones B'yom Achron is considered an Ones or possibly a Poshea. According to many opinions, Ones B'yom Achron is an Ones. Halacha L'maisa. Pshat Rashi and Halacha L'maisa is connected. Halacha L'maisa, what happens if someone says today, Shkia is very early. So he says, I'm not going to dive in Mincha at 1:15 because I want to go help do a Chesed. And he does not mincha then. And then he's learning afternoon seder, and shkia is very early. He realizes he missed shkia. Does he daven tashlumin or not? What's halacha l'maisa? What's halacha l'maisa? From our gemara, you would have gotten the wrong impression. Our gemara calls him a poshea. Halacha l'maisa is not that way. Halacha l'maisa is that if you're an ones b'yom achron that you forgot, And even though you had the opportunity at 1:15, oh, even worse, 1:15 because he was hungry. He was hungry for lunch. That's not so bad to be hungry. It's normal to be hungry. But he went down for lunch. But he had the opportunity. And then he said, I'm going to daven at 2. And then his friend was told he missed 2. And then his charusa was waiting for him. So Halach Lamai says, you daven at tashlumin. So we paskin in many areas, onus b'yom achron is considered an onus. So over here, Gabi said, Rashi's pretty harsh on this guy. Not Rashi's fault. It's the Gemara's fault, right? The Gemara considers him a poshea. Okay, cheerful issue. Not directly related to the yisod of Bittel, but this is a nice tzarachiyun that I didn't see anybody discuss. Let me know if someone discusses this question. You let me know. Micha discussed this question. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, if it's related at all to Bedika, you know, you're not allowed to learn like before you do Bedika.
No, but we're talking in the morning.
Yeah, no, but there's the Mishnah and you're not allowed.
We're talking in the morning. There's no halacha that says that you're not allowed to learn.
But in the Mishnah,
in the morning,
the Mishnah,
there's Daf Yomi, Erev Pesach.
But in the Mishnah and Yudam and Beis, I mean, he says three different times that you could do Bedika, whether or not, like, if you forgot Bedika the first night, then you do it and you do it in the morning. And then so then
we're not talking about someone who forgot to do Bedika. Talking about someone who remembered to do Bedika the night of the 14th.
But we linked Bedika to Bittel in the previous...
But that's not the halacha. The halacha is not that way. The halacha is that we don't see that there's a requirement that prohibits someone from learning prior to Bittel. For whatever reason, there's no requirement. If there's no requirement, so then the halacha would be, he shouldn't be called a poshea. In the world of theory, yes, halacha could have said differently, but halacha didn't. The halacha said it that way. So that's Mars Kasha. Dilma Pasha v'lo mevatelei. Sorry, that's Gemara's explanation. Dilma Pasha v'lo mevatelei. Asks the Gemara, v'nivatelei b'shis. So let him do Bittel in the sixth hour. Why do you do Bittel the night of Bedika? Let him do it on the sixth hour. Zok dehele garashi. V'niftelei b'shis. V'sakno rabbona l'chol adam levatel b'libo. Let the rabbona make a takana to do Bittel in his heart. B'tchilas sheish, in the beginning of the sixth hour. Dahashta lo pasha. Now we're not going to have the problem of pshia. De'ika zikaron tuva. Sharei asuf bisrei faso. So now we have something to remind the guy. Because now he has a mitzvah to burn. Where do we see that there's a mitzvah to burn? So we saw Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Meir, sarfin b'tchilas sheish, and dalet on the base. So both of them tell us that you have a mitzvah, so now he has a reminder. In other words, you put it in the Haggadah. Once it's in the Haggadah, so then people will do it. That you put in the Haggadah that there is a requirement to burn in the sixth hour, which is based on the Mishnayos, and at that time, you're also going to do Bittel as well. At that time, you'll do Bittel also. So this is the Gemara's Kasha. Why do you have to do it at the time of Bittel? Answers the Gemara. Hivan de Isura Drabana Nilavei, since he has an Isura Drabana that's hanging on him, Kidoraisa Dani. It's considered like the Din Doraisa. Vulaver Shusekami Vlo Matsim Vatel. Says the Gemara brilliantly that not only do we say that after the sixth hour, is it not in your Rishus? We know that in the sixth hour, the chametz is already aser midrabanan, and since it's aser midrabanan, he's not going to be able to do bittel because midrabanan it's not in his rishus. Zok dehei legirashi kim nisura derabanan misha the misha avru chameish aser bechametz. When the fifth hour passes, it's aser bechametz of the reakol kidar raisa dami, as if it's minatari, even though it's midrabanan veina shalom. And it's not his. V'lo matzi mevatel, I believe. He's not able to be mevatel. V'kivan v'chasa leha. And since he wants it, umashi leipurta, and he leaves it over, avar aleha. He's going to be over on it. I got stuck in this Rashi. There's some words here that I really don't understand what Rashi's doing. By the way, did anybody see I had a Fanta bottle with water, a small bottle? Yeah. Shikoff, thank you. So, I got stuck in Rashi. What's Rashi doing over here? Kivan de chasaleh umashu leipurta avar aleha. What's Rashi doing over there? What's he doing here? What's Rashi doing when he says v'kiman dechasaleha? L'chura, Rashi took care of everything when he said v'lo matzim mevatel beliba. He's not going to be able to be mevatel in his heart. He's not going to be able to be mevatel. The key, and what's Pashup Shat? Obviously, Kivan Dechasaleha means, what does that mean, Kivan Dechasaleha? Kivan Dechasaleha means, we're referring back to what our previous Gemara, that our Gemara had said, that we're afraid that the guy, after he does Bittul, he's going to be Daita Yilave, Umashale Porta, and he's going to leave it over for a little, to the Zman Isser. I don't know what Rashi's doing over here. I was looking around. I was stuck. I had a pshat, which was based on a but it was only half a pshat. It was based on a Ramban that I decided to skip with you. But even then, it wouldn't line up to Rashi's shita previously. So I didn't have a pshat. And so I left it off as a tzarachiyun. And Rav Yona also got stuck on the Rashi. And he showed me that the Prima Gadim stops at this. The Prima Gadim in the Rosh Yosef on page Yud just leaves off as a tzarachiyun. Page Yud in the Rosh Yosef. And he asks, what's Rashi talking about in the sixth hour that he's going to leave it over? The chashash of the Gemara was that he's going to leave it over in the seventh hour. That he's going to find it in the seventh hour, and then he's going to leave it over. Let's remind ourselves. How did the Gemara use this expression that when you find something, you're going to be chasaleha? The Gemara says that if a person only does bedik and he doesn't do bittul, when he finds the chametz, he's going to find it, and he's going to say, I'm not sure what I want to do with it. Maybe I want to hold on to it. And immediately he's going to be over Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. So what did the Gemara say that on Vav Amud Beis? The Gemara was talking about that after Chatzos, not prior to Chatzos. So that's what the Rosh Yosef asks. Einu inyan lekan. Vavada Shema Yimtza Gluska L'achar Sheva Kamar. We were talking about after the sixth hour. If it's in the sixth hour, so then in such a case he could destroy it. What was Rashi's whole point? Rashi's whole point was that he can't be mevatel in the sixth hour because it's not his. That's why he can't be mevatel in the sixth hour.
He can still burn it.
What's that?
He can still burn it.
Right. So then why did Rashi say, umashile porta?
Luke sounds like he is going to come to burn it, but he's going to, again, that chasale is going to make him delay a bit.
And what's that concern that he's going to delay it a bit? The concern is that he's going to be over the Isser Darabanan. In other words, V'kiva dechasala, you want a man who wants to say like this, V'kiva dechasala, since he's going to be worried about he's going to care about the chametz, mashale porte, he's going to leave it over for a little bit of time. And then over Allah, he's going to be over on what? The Isser Darabanan.
The Isser Darabanan of Bal
Yirah.
In other words, it goes like this. He wants to say, the difficulty is the bittul. The difficulty is the bittul over here.
What?
Let's try to read the Rashi according to what you're saying. Kivin the Isser Darabanan. That when the fifth hour passes, then the chametz is entirely aser. Ve'ena shelo, it doesn't belong to him. For lo matzi mevatel le belibe, and he's not able to be mevatel.
Also, let him burn it.
So now you got to add words into Rashi. Now you're adding words into Rashi. So it's a man who wants to. That's a working pshat, but that's a little bit difficult. Okay. Wait. Let me say it over to the guys. Let me say it over to myself. So you have it clear in your mind. I don't know if we have it clear in our minds. Rashi, man who wants to suggest to read Rashi the following way: V'lo matzim mevatel belibo. He's not going to be able to be mevatel in his heart. So bittul is gone. Why? Because midrabanan he doesn't own the chametz. Why? Because midrabanan the chametz is aser ba'ana. V'kivon d'chasaleha. So now Rashi's bothered. Let him burn it. So Rashi says, we're afraid that he's going to be chasaleha, that he's going to light the chametz, and he'd prefer just to do bittul. Umashi leporta, and he's going to leave it over for even a small moment of time. Avar aleha, and then in that moment he's going to be over. According to the way I understand what Manu says, I'm not going to speak for you, Manu. The way to read it is that bittul is not shaykh. And really, the Gemara is finished. The Hainu, that you can't do bittul in the sixth hour because it doesn't belong to him. And then Rashi's adding like this. But what about, no problem. Let him do what? Let him burn the chametz. In other words, what's your concern? When he finds the chametz, he'll burn it. So Rashi says, V'kiva d'chasaleh, but we're afraid that his Yetzahara is going to come and say to him, don't burn it. Umashile porta, and I'll leave it over a small period of time. And then v'over aleh. Now here, you can learn two different ways. You can learn umashile porta means he's going to leave it over for a small minute of time, and it'll be over on the Isser Derabbanan. Or you could be madchik and say porta doesn't mean a short period of time, means an hour's worth of time, v'over aleh, and then it'll be over ba'al yirah ba'al yimatzeh. Now, Rabbi says it's a tough Rashi. The Rosh Yosef asks, well, this whole cheshbon of the kivan de chasaleh was always used for after 6 hours. It was never used to prior. So Rashi really could have just stopped right there. Could be that Rashi is doing what Manu said. The most important thing is that you notice the question in Rashi. That if you read Rashi and didn't get stuck, that you weren't reading Rashi slowly enough. That's the first step. The first step is, and that's not the only step. Every sugya is a sugya in pshat and is a sugya in svara. But the first thing is to read through the sugya in pshat. I'll take a couple of questions. I didn't plan to go so slowly. I planned to go quickly, but I realized that to do well the Gemara Rashi, it's important to go slowly as well, because that's the first step, and it's always the first step. Sometimes I overestimate how much time we have to be able to learn with each other. So I'll just take two ha'aros from people who didn't speak yet today, and then we'll about how to read the Rashi. Yeah, Daniel?
Yeah, so I remember the Chachmei Anglia read Rashi that it was on the Liska before Chatzos, and that since he's Chas L'Sorfa, he's going to have it for a moment, and then he's going to forget to do Sreifa, and then he's going to be over when it happened, when Pesach Chatzos.
So
here he could be saying the same thing that he's going to make.
Right, and Mashile Porta, according to you, means that he'll Porta Tzlav Dafka Porta. It'll mean an extended period of time, more than an hour's worth, more than a half hour's worth of time.
And then forget.
Mashile Porta means he's going to forget it for a moment, and then later on he'll come to be over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Yafet. I hear. Okay, so right now it seems like we have a maskana. The Rashi is saying the Kima de Chasala. We're answering the Rashi Yosef's Kasha. That we're afraid that in the sixth hour he's no longer able to be mevatel. I let him burn it. He's going to be chasala. He's not going to want to burn it. And then he's going to leave it over for a moment. And then he's going to forget about it. And then it'll be over at chatzos on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. That's a nice pshat. But the most important thing is to at least have stopped at that. Okay. Says the Gemara, Dit Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Amar Rav. As we see in the teaching of Rav Gidol, the name of Rav. Hamikadesh misheishos lemaila, afilu bechita kur denaisa en choshen lekedushin. If somebody is mekadesh a woman in even from the sixth hour with chita kur denaisa, we don't have to be concerned about the validity of the kedushin. In other words, we assume that the kedushin does not work. Oh, so before we read the Rishonim. According to Rashi, what we just said before, obviously, this is obvious. De Amar of Gidol Amar Rav, what's the Gemara doing in De Amar of Gidol? What's the Gemara doing over here? What's the proof? The proof is what? What are we proving?
Since in a Derabanan Zman.
If it's only us a Derabanan, the The Shas is only the Rabbanan, even if the Chafetz is perfectly motzed the writer, it doesn't work.
What doesn't work?
The Kiddushin.
And what does that prove?
That Chametz is also Ba'anah.
Beautiful. And that the Chametz is out of
Yerushas.
Very good. So Gemara is proving now that the Chametz in the sixth hour is out of Yerushas. That the Chametz is considered out of Yerushas because my Tzchitik Rinai saying Choshen LeKedushin. Now Rabosai, if that's so, what period of time are we talking about? Are we talking about the end of the sixth hour, the beginning of the seventh hour? Or are we talking about the beginning of the sixth hour? It would be logical to say the beginning of the sixth hour. In other words, the simplest pshat in the Gemara. Let us learn the way that you should teach Be'ezer Hashem the Daf Yomi. You teach with the simplest pshat. What's the simplest pshat? Usually Rashi's the simplest pshat. Every once in a while, another Rishon will be the simplest pshat. You have to choose a pshat. So you, what's the simplest pshat? The simplest pshat is that if it's in the beginning of the sixth hour, we said it's not in his Rishus. So Mar is giving us an example of something that's not in the Rishus in the sixth hour. What's an example of that that's on his Rishus in the sixth hour? Oh! Chametz, in the sixth hour, the Kiddushin is not valid. When you read the Gemara, I know the Rishonim discussed this, but there's a great practice in terms of seeing our Amelus and the Rishonim, seeing it Mineu Bei in the Gemara. When you discuss this, when you're reading the Gemara and the Rishonim discuss it, what question should you ask then if you read the Gemara that way? In other words, as we just read, it's not Kedushin because it's the beginning of the sixth hour. In the sixth hour, it's not in your Rishos. Beautiful. It's a beautiful proof. What should be difficult, though? What should bother you? There's only one thing that should be bothering you. And if you say anything else, I'm going to be tough on you. So don't, either you know it or you don't. No gray over here. It's okay not to know. Just be honest with yourself. That's called learning. When you say you don't know, that's called learning. What in those should be difficult? Everybody follow what's bothering me? Who doesn't understand what's bothering me? I'll say it again. The Gemara says that when it comes to the sixth hour, it's not in your Rishus and you can't be Mevatel. And I'll prove it to you from the Psak of Amar of Gidlom Arav that he did the Kedusha in the beginning of the sixth hour. I'm learning that he did it in the beginning of the sixth hour. And you see the Kedusha is not a valid Kedusha. So what do you see? The Chametz is not in your Rishus. That's the Daf Yomi Pshat. By the way, that is the Daf Yomi Pshat. So what should you be bothered by after outside of Daf Yomi? Now the Iyun starts. What should you be bothered by? And that's not the right word, now the Iyun starts. This is the first step of really learning the Iyun. So what should you be bothered by? It's a basic question you should ask. Just Gemara. You follow on Shlomo Mordechai so far we're learning? Shimon, you follow? What should you be bothered by? Yes, David.
What's the Chiddush of Pilu Chidi because
exactly. That is, why did Gemara spell out these funny type of chametz? Afilu chiti dikur denaisa. So David said very well. David didn't just say chiti kur denaisa. David used the word afilu. What's strange over here? That's really the tip off, because you and I have no idea what chiti kur denaisa does. Don't worry, the Chazon Ish is also struggling what chiti kur denaisa is. It's up until his generation that people were struggling what exactly it is. Chazon Ish wasn't struggling and where it came from. Rashi already told us where it came from. Chazon Ish was trying to understand what type of chametz it is. Chazon Ish was very much into making sure that all the practical stuff was also clear. Chazon Ish himself said that most mistakes that Rabbanim make is not because they don't know the halacha, but it's because they didn't understand the case, or they didn't understand the case of the Chazal. And the Shaila that they were paskening on was different. Either Chazal's case wasn't like theirs, or they didn't understand their case out of self. So it's usually not a mistake in the halacha, but it's what we would call a mistake in the mitzius. Okay. So Chitu Kurdenaisa is also a little unclear. So we don't know what Chitu Kurdenaisa is, alright? But David's not fazed by that. David doesn't give up by that. You know why David doesn't give up? Because David says, whatever Chitu Kurdenaisa is, there's an extra word over here. And that extra word is afilu. That's the extra word, afilu. What do I mean that's an extra word?
because the Gemara is saying that there's something about Chita Kor Danaisa that's unique. I don't need anything unique. I have a perfect Hashva. Chametz, you could call it Kor Danaisa, Kor Dishmaisa, whatever you want to call it. At the end of the day, Chametz in the sixth hour is exactly like the case of the Gemara previously. So why did the Gemara say Afilu? What's unique about that chametz? I don't need to make it unique. In fact, I want this to be a regular chametz. What? What's the Gemara doing? Don't tell me I feel bechidu kenaisa. Hamikadosh b'sheishos sulamala bechametz. Ain't choshen the kedushin. Now you could answer and say, well, this was the only case we had. Rav was talking about chidu kenaisa, and the whole thing is lav dafka. You could learn that way. But you need to ask. You need to ask. You need to question every word in the every vert, every word in the Gemara is halig. Every word is holy. You got to ask, and that's how Yom starts. In a short while, in a blink of a flash, Beis Hashem will be in the Brisker Rav. But it all starts with reading Gemara Rashi really, really well. And the Brisker Rav helps us in reading Pshat. And if you don't do the Brisker Rav, then you didn't understand the omic of what's going on in the Pshat of the Gemara. It's not that they're two separate things. It's all that's called Amelus Bateira. And the Gedolei Achronim are there. What did we do today? We did a Tzlach, we did a Prima Gadin, we did all those things, we just had to really read. And then we go further, trying to understand what the Gemara is saying in the Gemara Rashi. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Zabdei the Garashi. Amikadish Isha Mishayshos Lamaylum Tchila Sheish Disur Derabanhu. So Rashi says we're talking about in the beginning of the sixth hour. That's the Rabban. Rabbo said, what's the end of the sixth hour? The seventh. Of course, that's an Isur Daraisa. Correct? Says Rashi Vayter. Afil bechita kordinaisa hatzom nchim ba'arei ararot b'harei ararot, which is really interesting. I have no idea how Rashi knows this. It's very fascinating. This is for those who are interested in the Mada of Rashi. That's a fascinating thing, because Hare Ararat, I assumed, is somewhere around Africa. Saudi Arabia? Okay, not too far. I mean, I've never been close to that. Exactly, and that's where Noach's Teva lands, the Hare Ararat. So wherever, Yeshikov, thank you. It's not in Africa, it's in Saudi Arabia. But somewhere out there, where places where we wouldn't want to go. But at the end of the day, Hare Ararat, Kashne Ma'od, Ba'afilu hachi ein choshen lekedushin, and nevertheless not choshen lekedushin bo lehem mayim. Now, wheat without water never becomes chametz. So that you don't have to be concerned. Ba'af agav da'asi isra anas chametz derabanan d'sheish. Even though you have the isra anas chametz med derabanan the sixth hour, umafke kedushe Torah, and it takes it out of kedushe Torah. V'shari yeshes ish la'alma. So Rashi here asks a question I'm not interested in discussing now, where there's so much to discuss. These walls have heard a lot about this in the past. And that is, Rashi asks, wait a second. So the hour is Aser Derabanan. So how could the rabbis come along and say that the Kedushin is not valid if he did a valid Kedushin Min HaTorah? So that's Rashi's separate question. Mirtz Hashem, if you guys want, we'll discuss in detail. We'll either go with Rashi's chat or we'll discuss in detail. You know that I like to stay on the daf, but we could discuss that separately. Continuing on the Mineu Bey in the daf. So Rashi answers the question. Comes along Tesis. Zokte, the Getesis, Mishayshos, Malo, Pirush HaKuntris, Mitchila Shesh. Rashi says we're talking about the beginning of the sixth hour. V'loi Nihira L'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says this is not clear to me. Dal Karcha. Tosa says, when we use the expression sheshos lamala, it normally refers to the end of shesh. What Tosa is doing over here is Tosa is asking a textual question. Tosa's textual question is that presumably Chazal are consistent in their definitions. In other words, what sheishos ulamala means in one place will be sheishos ulamala in another place. So over here, what does Rav say is sheishos ulamala? It's got to be consistent in the word term sheishos ulamala previously. So here, the Oz V'Hadar, on Shabbos I was preparing with the Oz V'Hadar,
I got stuck, and they helped me out just in their reference. The Ozvahar sends us back to Dav Dalet on the days. And there we have the term Chametz Mishay Shos Lamala Asur. What are we talking about over there on seven lines from the bottom? What are we talking about over there? Sheisho Salamala. We're talking about Chatzos. That's the drasha of Acholok and so on. It's talking about Chatzos. Tosis has a bomb kasha on Rashi. Tosis asks, but at the end of the day, the Shas Isur is when? Sheisho Salamala. Not that. When we use the term, let's say it this way. When we use the term of Sheisho Salamala, we're talking about Chatzos. What does it mean, Sheisho Salamala? It's interesting. I would have expected this called Tchila Sheva. But Tosa says, no, it means the beginning of the seventh hour Chatzos. Because Ulamala, from the end of the sixth through the seventh. Why the end of the sixth? The end of the sixth is really Mutter. You can see why Rashi understood Sheisho as being the beginning. But Tosas has a bomb kasha. We see that Sheisho Salamala means what? It means already by Chatzos. So that's so. So Tosa says, number one, I don't like Rashi's definition of mitchila sheish. Now, if we would stop right here and say that Tosa is right, what would happen? What do you mean by that, Daniel Batzal? No chiddush? What do you mean by that? Much more than that. Not only is there no chiddush, the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. Let me explain what that means so we appreciate the subtlety of Tosas. If you're going to say like Tosas, that what we're talking about is that we're talking about the seventh hour, that's what Rav Gittel is talking about. Did we know that chametz after the seventh hour, by the beginning of the seventh hour, is not in a person's rishus? We already learned that earlier. The Gemara here was proving that chametz in the sixth hour is also not in your rishus. The seventh hour we already knew from the Gemara involved on the base, it's not in your rishus. If Tosas is now right, then we can't read the Gemara. Upirish Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam needs to give another pshat. You follow? Who didn't follow? Who was listening? Absolutely, again. According to the Gemara now, we're trying to show that in the sixth hour, when it's Asar Midrabanan, you're not allowed to do Bittul, because it's not in your Rishus. If now we're reading the word Sheisho Salamala as being the beginning of the seventh hour, if it's talking about the seventh hour, so then the Gemara is not proving anything about the sixth hour. If that's so, then what's the Gemara's proof? The Amarav Gidol Amarav. So that's going to lead Rabbeinu Tam to give a different pshat in the Gemara. Once again, if we're proving now, which we are, there's no question about it, we're proving that in the sixth hour the chametz is not in your rishus, from the case of someone who's mekadesh the chametz, if it's talking about the seventh hour, we already know you can't be mekadesh the chametz in the seventh hour. But we're proving now that's not in your rishus in the sixth hour. But from Gidol Amarav is talking about the seventh hour, like Tosis showed, so then what's the raya about the sixth hour? Very, very simple problem. Sometimes when we read the Tosis quickly, we don't realize that that's what's behind the Tosis, is why Tosis now says this pshat. Oh, upirish Rabbeinu Tam, debesoshesh ka'amar. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it's already at the time it's Asur min haTorah. Umaisi raya, now we bring a proof, michita kur denaisa. That they're hard. And it's chametz nukshe sheina aser nami el midrabanan. The chametz nukshe is only aser midrabanan, and it's not aser min haTorah. Chametz nukshe we already alluded to all the way in the beginning of the Zman. Then the beginning of the third parak, we discussed that chametz that's not really edible is more lenient than regular chametz. How is it more lenient? So Tosas learns, Eino el midrabanan, it's only midrabanan. It's not aser min haTorah, not aser wat min haTorah. But it's not aser min haTorah, and therefore, since it's not aser min haTorah, the Gemara's Raya goes like this. We see that when you have an iser derabanan,
It's not in your rishus. Rabbos, I follow. This is very beautiful. It's not in your rishus. Vaharaya chametz nuksha. You can't be mekadesh a woman with it, which is also midrabbanan. When? Already after chatzos. But what do we see? We see that already in Isser Drabbanan is not in your rishus. So the Gemara is actually making a leap according to Tosus. The Gemara is leaping from the sixth hour, which is midrabbanan, that's not in your rishus, to the seventh hour, where the chametz is midrabbanan, that's also not in your rishus, assuming that the halacha would be the same. According to Rashi, it's an absolute comparison. Sixth hour midrabbanan, you can't do kedushin. Says Tosos, but the word sheishos l'mal don't fit. Sheishos l'mal means already that time of Daraisa. Ah, now I know why it says chid akordinaisa. It says chid akordinaisa because we're talking about using chametz midrabbanan. And chametz midrabbanan is not in your rishus. So just like chametz midrabbanan is not in your rishus in the seventh hour, so too, in the sixth hour, it's not your rishus. Because derabbanan, zereshava, kaviyachal. And now the same halacha, I don't mean manish, that the same halacha is going to apply one from the other. It's a demyon. What's the advantage of Tosfos? Is pshat? We now answer whoever was his question, the afilu chametz kordinaisa, David's question. So according to Tosfos, who can tell me the strength of Rashi's pshat, and who can tell me the strength of Tosfos' pshat? Go ahead, Zach.
Rashi's a lot more in the words.
But specifically?
Rashi says, that's how...
Now, what does that mean? What do you mean by that?
That's what it's referring to. That when we're discussing over here... This
spell it out clearly. What's you're right, but just spell it out. What's smooth according to Rashi? It's not smooth according to Tosfos about Tchila Shesh.
If it's Tchila Shesh, it's a derabbanan issue. Therefore, it's a step.
You're not saying the most basic part. That tchilas sheish is tchilas that we're talking about that the chametz is not in your rishus in tchilas sheish, and Rav is talking about tchilas sheish. It needs to be spelled out. The Rav is talking about tchilas sheish according to Rashi, and the case that we're talking about is tchilas sheish. That's what's smooth according to Rashi. What's smooth according to Tosfos? The afilu with chametz gordinaisa. According to Tosfos, we know why we're talking about this unique chametz. Because this unique chametz is midrabanan. What's difficult for Rashi? What's the strength of Tosfos? Difficult for Rashi. What's difficult for Rashi is why do you emphasize afilu chametz gordinaisa? What's difficult for Tosfos? That Tosfos learns that we're proving tchila sheish from chatzos. So Rashi and Tosfos' pshat, and each one of them have strengths and weaknesses in pshat. That's the first step, pshat. Now normally in one shir we usually get to the svara as well, but at the end of the day this is a gemara that if you don't go slowly through it just stays like a blur, and we remazbir bezvas Hashem yisparech every word in Rashi, and that's the first step. We have now havana of pshat. Maybe we'll get a deeper havana of pshat this time. Goes on some of the things that we left out tzarchim. Beis Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up analyzing Rashi and Tosfos and the other Rishon in the Sugya. 9:30 tomorrow morning, a meeting. Okay, that's what we're going to do Tuesday.
Do everything about what I.